Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Yeah, I think sometimes with any entrepreneur, that's the problem. You know, I always say that one, we're either the bottleneck or we can't see the label. If we're inside the bottle, we can't see the label on the outside, right? So I think it's a couple of things. And I'm not familiar with all of the industry regulations, but I think the biggest thing is how can you communicate the story, right? Because a lot of people are looking at CBD as an alternative. They don't know anything, right? They're thinking of it more of a leisure product. Or, you know, I can take this and maybe I don't get in trouble, meaning I don't have to worry about if I'm looking for a job or if I get pulled over. But if you start talking to your actual pain, right, the solution to your actual physical pain and how you was able to create this product or this product helped you, and then it can relate. So, for example, with you just saying that, like, I have degenerative disc disease. I always have problems with my lower back. So if I come across someone like you, especially now that we have a relationship, I'm really going to listen. Like, this helped your problem, migraine, whatever the case may be. Like, I'm more inclined to listen to the story versus, oh, take this for pain.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I think it's the classic analogy of, you know, what marketers say between vitamins and actual pain medication, right? The benefit, do you take it to be proactive or are you being reactive? So I think that's the main thing. I do like what you're currently doing. So I think that's a plus. The way you're sharing your product, the path that you're sharing your product. And then I think another thing is finding people you can collaborate with. What does that look like, right? So maybe you're going to stores. Now, I know it's time consuming, but if you're going to stores, that creates great content. If you're able to share that content on your social media platforms, right? So maybe one day a month, you're going to different CBD stores, local areas, and you're just like, hey, dropping off, you know, a product or whatever the case, a meeting. And it's like, oh, she's really working. Oh, the business is really growing. And things like that can also help.
Behind the scenes. And I think, you know, you brought up a really good point. It's the story. And I feel like that's where marketing is shifting. People care about the founders. They want to know the story. They want to know the reason and the reason why they're going to support that business, right, ultimately. And so I think my personal challenge has been, you know, in the beginning, I was hesitant to share my story because I didn't want it to conflict with my agency and my clients. And I was just like, what are my clients going to think? I have some clients that are Fortune 500 companies like Mercedes-Benz and Infiniti. Like, I just didn't want them to be like, what, you're doing that? Like, but then at one point when the pandemic happened, I was so over it. I'm like, you know what? I don't care. People need this. People are anxious. It's helping me. I should share it. And so I started, but I'm still not that comfortable with it on social media. I don't know. Maybe it's an age thing. Maybe, you know, I'm not quite. I feel like that's the issue. It's like, I'm impatient.
I mean, the only other thing is if you find someone that's willing to be a brand ambassador, right? And you kind of have to, and you have this experience, this background. And you'll just have to figure out what does that look like, you know, for your product as well as your social media platforms.
Yeah, we've been partnering with influencers and that's definitely been helping us for two different things. It's obviously solving the problem of content creation, which we dislike doing because it's such a process to hire a photographer and this and get creative. And also, you know, with the promo codes, with a little bit of direct response sort of a style, we're able to generate some sales from it, which has been helpful. I just think with the algorithms changing constantly, especially, you know, with Facebook and Instagram, it does affect how many people see the post, and that therefore it affects the campaign. Sometimes we feel like it's not really moving the needle, but then, you know, it's just like from a CEO's perspective, it's like, how long do you continue spending the money in an area that's not really generating revenue, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm similar to you, you know, having a small budget. And lots of times when I'm buying products to help my business, meaning like SaaS products or whatever, I try to budget a 3-month runway, right? So it's like, if we don't figure it out in 3 months, if we don't figure it out in 60 days.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's how much do you need to spend to know it's not working, you know?
Yeah. And then I also have this rule, if I can't figure something out in 10 hours, I need to hire someone, move on, or drop it.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a great one. I think that's a great, great advice for the listeners too. So within 10 hours, if you can't figure out, you either hire someone or you just drop it. So I have this saying, it's so crazy. I always tell my team when they come to me with problems or things that they just can't do, and they're asking me, and usually my answer is go figure it out or just F it. So it's very similar to yours. I'm just like, or just F it, or leave it alone, let it go, you know? And they're like, but we need to. I'm like, just leave it alone, figure out something else, or think of something else.
Yeah, because time is money.
Yeah.
Time is money.
Yeah, it is. Let's talk a little bit about being self-published. I'm so curious to know how you did that, especially it seems like you were one of the very first people to do it. Have you dabbled into that lately, written any other books besides the one that you initially had written on networking?
Yeah, so my first book was in 2014. Yeah, so this is actually an interesting story. So my first book was Network, Navigate, and Nurture. And that book was based, people kept asking me questions on networking. And at the time, you know, it's kind of like the curse of knowledge where you're doing something so well, but you don't know how to teach it. And you're like, I just open my mouth and talk.
That's your talent. Most people don't have that talent.
Right. But I literally took all of those questions and wrote my book. And it's about 50, 60 pages. And I, you know, kind of figured it out, did it. Amazon, CreateSpace, KDP, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And then when it came time to promote the book, I was like reaching out to different blogs, and it's like blogging was kind of dying. And then I came across podcasting.
Right.
And after so many podcast interviews, someone was like, you should start your podcast talking about networking.
Right.
And that's what I did. So after I started the Networking with Michelle show, and I think I did that for 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I did that for 2 years. And I took the content from those 2 years, because at the end of my episode, I would ask my audience, how do you define success?
Ah, I like that.
Because I was struggling with success. Like, this isn't what I was told when I was younger. I've accomplished things, but I don't feel successful. So I took those interviews, that quote, and then I wrote my second book, Success Undefined.
I love that.
And that's the power of content, right? That's how they repurpose, you know, like, oh, create a quote on social and clips. But there's so much when it comes to repurposing content. And I say, when I wrote a book, that allowed me to invite myself on other platforms to promote my book. But if you have a book, or if you have a show or whatever, now I can invite you on my podcast. Mm-hmm. And then I take that and I wrote another book. So all of my books are about experience, and they've been short books. I'm currently working on my next book, which I'm really focusing on thought leadership, and it's going to be, I'm working on the title. I thought I had a title, but it's going to be based off of diversity marketing.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really love that. Wow. Okay. Super smart to do that, because diversity is something that, you know, I'm Armenian. I immigrated to the States when I was 12 years old. And sometimes, you know, marketing for me as a diverse person comes off so one way, and it bothers me because I'm like, why are you guys? And as an agency owner, I try to really understand. We live in Los Angeles, so you know, I try to understand the cultures, and if I'm in a specific city, what is my message like? How am I being diverse enough? How is the messaging being diverse enough to relate to the people in different communities? Because people, you know, I have friends from all over the world, and people communicate differently, and the messages are understood differently. And so that's a huge and important topic. I would love to, if you ever need any thoughts, I would love to provide any thoughts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, going back to, I guess, you know, where do you think marketing shifting in the next few years, especially, you know, with the pandemic? I think in one way, the pandemic was great because it really forced all those businesses that weren't really online to either get online or shut down. But in another way, it really created this extremely noisy space, extremely noisy and competitive space. And so companies, business owners are always asking me, well, what should I do to stand out? What can I do to, and it's become a really hard question for me to answer. So I'm going to throw it at you, Michelle.
Yeah. The pandemic has definitely accelerated marketing and technology. As far as what can you do to stand out, you know, you have to get creative, right? And when I say get creative, I don't know if that's you getting creative or you hiring a creative. Someone needs to get creative, right? But it's really, so it's a couple of things. One, learning all of the features and as many apps as possible on your phone, right? So, because yes, we have Instagram, and Instagram has its features, but what are the filters on Instagram? What are some better apps that's gonna make video and photo pop for your Instagram and TikTok profiles, right? That's something I had to realize this weekend at my own event. So maximizing the features and benefits on your cell phone. The second thing is video, creating as much, I really should say content, because I do believe you should play to your strengths. But however your voice will resonate the most, you need to do that, right? So video, audio, writing, and maybe you take turns. You have to meet people where they are. You know, if you're strictly corporate professional, maybe you create a LinkedIn blog, and that's all you focus on, and that's fine. If you enjoy podcasting, you know, get the audio, do the video, things of that nature. And then you have to be patient. You have to be consistent and patient until you break through. Another thing, sometimes we get caught up on the numbers of Pat Flynn and some of these other people, where you may not have those numbers and you may not have $1 million a month, but you can be very successful as a podcaster. You know, maybe you only need 6 to 10,000 a month. People are not even getting paid that at a job. But if you can podcast 2-3 times a week or whatever from home in your PJs.
And then you're getting grants coming in, and then, you know, partnering with you for endorsements.
Yeah, there. Like
salary.
Yeah. So I think let's keep our ideas of success, you know, tangible. And go from there. But you have to be consistent and patient with yourself in order for you to break through.
And I think that's what technology has sort of, that's the curse of technology, where it almost took away the skill set of being patient. Like, we're just not as patient as we used to be. Yeah. And I sort of blame that to technology, because, you know, we just expect everything to happen right away. And we forget in real life that we have to be patient with some things. You know, it just doesn't happen overnight. One other question, I'm going to go back to the book, to the second book that you've written, and you, the way I love the suggestion that you made in terms of repurposing content. And I think that's really should be the key, because sometimes people think it's so overwhelming. I myself think everything is so overwhelming. I'm just like, oh my God, I need to be on YouTube. I need to do this. I can't, I have 3 kids. I have a family. I just can't handle all this. But then when you stop, you strategize and you think, how can you repurpose this one content? Can go here, there, there, there. And then you take a piece of it and whatever and do this. That's a genius suggestion. When it came to writing the book, did you end up using your guests' comments on how they define success? And when you did you have to ask for permission before getting them, writing about them in the book?
Yes. So I did consult with the lawyer just to make sure I cover my bases when it comes to intellectual property and stuff like that. Because, you know, I copyrighted my book. Just, you know, common courtesy, send out an e-blast like, hey, this is what I'm planning on doing. You're in episode XYZ. You know, this is your quote. It's going to be here. And the thing is, you develop relationships with people and they don't have a problem with
exactly.
But you definitely want to make sure you cover your bases. Mm-hmm. And so I had conversations mentioned throughout the book, and then like the last dozen pages were actual quotes.
Wow, I love that.
How they define success.
I love that. That's awesome.
And it had their picture and maybe their website or LinkedIn or something if you wanted to connect with them.
That's awesome. My favorite question I have to ask you, Michelle. What's one thing that you had to figure out that you think took you to the next level?
So I think doing events. Mm. I'm terrified of events. Anxiety, whatever comes over me. And this past week, we did our first conference and everything that could go wrong went wrong. But when I say it was phenomenal,
wow.
It was. And I think one thing I didn't realize how much buy-in I received from my association as well as my personal brand that makes me think and feel I can sell anything moving forward.
I love that. Wow. Thank you for that. Where can the listeners learn more about you? And if they want to work with you, what are some ways that they could work with you?
Yeah, come work with me. I'm including
myself for my brand.
Yeah, come work with me. I'm fun. We'll have great combos, great brainstorming. No, my first and last name, Michelle Gomez. My last name is NGOME. I'm real easy to find. You can Google me. I say connect with me on Instagram for the cool stuff, Facebook for the real stuff, and LinkedIn for the professional stuff.
I love it. And in terms of the agency, what's the website that they can go to?
Line, LINE, the number 25 consulting.com.
I love it. And what are some of the services that you can help them with, provide?
Yes. So I help organizations with inclusive marketing training and development. So that can be auditing your website, your digital footprint, consulting just on strategy, next moves when it comes to your website, campaigns, as well as virtual or in-person presentations.
Awesome. And would the ideal client for you be a small business, or is it sort of ranging now from small to large size businesses?
So with small businesses, I help when it comes to general consultations. And then most of my clients are medium to large size nonprofits or cause-based organizations. Mm-hmm. And I say cause-based because there's for-profits that have a good cause, right?
I really love that.
Yeah.
I love it. Michelle, you've been a pleasure. I wish I had you for a longer time because I can't stop talking about marketing. I do love it, especially metaverse and NFTs and crypto and all that fun stuff. Maybe I can have you back to talk about those things later. But
yes,
thank you so much. You've been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for all the great advice. And one more thing, can we purchase your book now if we're interested? Is it available on Amazon or?
Of course, awesome. Of course.
Okay, so can you just mention the titles one more time for the listeners to know where to get it?
Yes. So we have Network, Navigate, and Nurture, and Success Undefined. Both of them are on Amazon. You can type in my name and they should pop up.
Amazing. I love Success Undefined. What a genius name. I wish you luck with the third book and
thank you.
Come up with with an awesome name, as I'm not doubting you will. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.